go to the 15th chapter of the same book, 1 Corinthians.
我们来看哥林多前书第十五章。
And verse 44.
四十四节。哥林多前书十五章四十四节，所种的是血气的身体，复活的是灵性的身体。若有血气的身体，也必有灵性的身体。
There is a natural body.
有一个血气的身体。
And there is a spiritual body.
也有一个灵性的身体。
And verse 46.
四十六节，但属灵的不在先，属血气的在先，以后才有属灵的。
And so we have first the natural and then the spiritual.
所以我们首先有的是自然的，也就是血气的，接下来才有灵性的。
First we develop the outer man.
首先我们发展外面的人。
But then God wants to develop the inner man.
但是接下来神想要发展里面的人。
The natural man can't receive the things of God.
属血气的人没有办法领受神的事情。
If we only develop the natural man.
若我们只发展属血气的天然人。
We will not be developed in the spiritual man.
我们在灵性的人方面就不会成长。
It's true, the natural man comes first.
的确是先有属血气的人。
He was taking an illustration from a seed we sow.
这里他所讲的例子是我们所种的种子。
In that dead seed, there is a life.
在那死的种子里面有生命。
There is a germ of life.
有生命在里面萌芽。
Where they sow the seed,
就是我们所撒种的地方。
Or eat it, one of the two.
或是我们吃的。
And it grows.
它会成长。
And the seed rots.
种子就败坏。
And then the germ of life comes forth and we have a new plant.
然后那个芽就出来，我们有了新的植物。
So first it was a natural.
所以首先是属血气的。
And then out of that natural came the life factor, didn't it?
然后从那个属血气天然的里面出来一个生命的因素。
We sow a natural man, but God wants to have a harvest of spiritual man.
我们种的是属血气的天然人，但是神想要有的收成是一个有灵性的人。
And the more we live in the natural, the less the inner man can grow.
我们越活在天然血气里面，我们里面的人就越没有办法成长。
The natural man we nourish.
我们会滋养我们天然人。
We feed it, we care for it.
我们给他东西吃，去照顾他。
We instruct it, we teach it.
我们指导他，教训他。
So that this natural body can do the things we want it to do.
好让这个天然的身体能够做我们要他做的事。
I was just watching some of the Winter Olympics in Nagano.
我有看在日本的冬季奥运会。
How they took care of the natural body.
他们怎么样照顾他们天然的身体。
How they trained it.
怎么样训练身体。
Those people would practice every day 8 and 10 hours.
那些人每天都要练习8到10小时。
Every day.
每天。
To win that gold prize.
为了要赢得金牌。
They were taking care of the natural body.
他们在照顾天然的身体。
And they worked hard.
他们非常努力。
And they developed it very lovely.
他们发展得很好。
So that all this time, they developed their natural body so perfect and so exquisitely tuned that even in the highest competition, one of them could win.
所以他们在这段时间都把他们的身体好好的培养，都对准了那次的比赛。
Better than anybody else.
他们都希望能够比任何人都来得好。
But I wonder if they took care of the spiritual body.
但是我不晓得他们有没有照顾灵性的身体。
There is a natural, there is a spiritual.
因为有属血气的身体，也有灵性的身体。
This rich man that Jesus told about.
耶稣所讲的那个有钱人。
He took care of the naturals, all right. He was rich.
他有照顾他属血气的部分，他很有钱。
Had the finest food to eat.
他吃最好的食物。
The finest things to drink.
喝最好的东西。
But he didn't pay attention to the spiritual body.
但是他却完全没有注意灵性的身体。
And he found out that.He was in deep troubles.
他发现他后来有了很大的问题。
Because The Olympic judges, they look carefully to see how well they did their job of taking care of their bodies.
奥林匹克运动会的裁判会很仔细地看他们怎么样好好地照顾身体。
Did they put it so in tune and so in harmony and so in synchronization?
就是他们要能够完全对准，完全都调整好。
Their muscle could do just what they wanted to.
好让他们的肌肉能够做他们要做的那些事情。
And I've watched them, I presume you have.
我看着他们，我想你们也看过。
And it's really quite miraculous what they can do with their little bodies.
他们用那小小的身体能够做的事情实在是很神奇。
They can flip themselves through the air and tumble around and land on the right spot.
他们能够在空中飞舞、跳跃，然后却降落在正确的地点。
Now I could do that too. I could flip myself in the air.
我也可以在空中翻。
But I'd land on the right spot.
但是我不会降在。
No, 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 I'd land on the wrong spot.
对的地方，我会降在错的地方。
And that would probably be my last landing.
那或许会是我最后一次降下来的时候。
But they're watch to see if everything is so synchronized and so polished and so tuned that everything's working just right.
但是他们都很留意，让他一切都是调整得很好的，一切都做得刚刚好。
Someday we're going to stand, and God's going to look at us and see if we did things just right.
有一天我们会站在那里，神会看着我们说
How well
we
prepared to stand.
我们是否有好好预备，使得我们能够站得住
Before that committee, shall we say.
站在那个委员会的前面。
There is a natural man, but there is a spiritual man.
有属血气的人，但是还有一个属灵的人。
And we don't teach the spiritual man the same way we teach the natural man.
我们教导灵性的人跟我们教导属血气的人的方式是不同的。
It's a whole different area of life.
这是人生完全不同的领域。
Just like you can't teach love.
就像你没有办法教爱一样。
Oh, you can teach how to love.
你可以教怎么样去爱。
They do that in the movies.
在电影里面，人们这样做。
They say, now hold your hand. No, 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 just a little bit, but a little bit.There, that's right. Now, just a bit. There, now hold that.
怎么样握手？
They tell him how to do it, and they finally get their lips together.
然后他们终于能够对在一起。
And all the time they're hating each other.
而同时他们却彼此相恨的。
But they don't look like it.
但是他们看起来。
Now you can teach that.
这个你可以教。
But you can't teach the real thing.
但是你没有办法教他们真正的东西。
You just can't do it.
你就是没有办法做。
And yet we learn it.
然而我们却学习。
And we don't even know how we learn it.
我们甚至不晓得我们是怎么样学来的。
But we learn it by, how should I say, by communion, by fellowship.
但是我们是借着相交在一起，借着观察。
We learn it by small little, how should I say, little things that no one else would observe.
我们借着一些小事情是其他人不会观察到的事情就一个人怎么样反应
and how one responds and how one is
怎么样回应
it answers and talks
怎么样回答怎么样谈话
and finally we call it they fall in love
终于我们称说他们恋爱了
it's not a bad fall
掉到坠入情网，这不是坏，是不是一个坏的坠落
？And luck, hopefully the landing's all right, and it won't be your last one.
希望降落是对的，不会是最后一次的降落。
But there is something that develops it.
但是有一些东西发展出来了。
Or you can kill it too.
或是你也可以扼杀了它。
You can destroy it.
你可以毁了它。
It's a living thing.
这是一个活的东西。
And then.It can be so alive today, I've seen and heard and watched two people just head over heels in love, and 2 years later get divorced.
也有可能这个爱今天是非常活泼生动的，我看到两个人
always feel sad
从头到脚都爱，但是两年之后的却离婚了。
Really feel sad.
离婚实在是让我很难过的事情。
Because something so beautiful has been destroyed.
因为很美的东西被毁了。
Because you see, people don't know they got to take care.
因为人不晓得他们必须去照顾那个东西。
the finest athlete with the finest talent,
最好的运动员，他们有最好的
天赋。Born with it in their bones,
那是他们与生俱来的。
If they don't take care of it, they'll lose it, won't they?
如果他们不照顾的话，就会失去。
If we don't take care of love, we lose it.
若我们不照顾爱的话，我们就会失去。
It's a living thing.
那是活的东西。
You can't just set it on a shelf and let it go.
你没有办法把它摆在架子上，就让它这样子过去。
Someone gave us an orchid for Christmas.
有人送我们一盆送兰花。
It's a very delicate flower.
作为圣诞礼物，那个是很细致的花。
It needs air.
它需要空气。
But I'm not going to take it out in the morning and jog around a couple, three, 4 miles just to give it a nice airing.
但是我不会早晨把它拿到外面去，然后带它走三四里路，让它好好的能够呼吸。
It's a delicate plant.
那是一个很细致的动
的
植物。
When I got home, it would be dead.
不然如果我这样子带它去慢跑回来以后，它会死掉。
Love is delicate.
因为生命是很细致的。
It has to be cared for.
必须去照顾。
But.So also is the love of Christ.
基督的爱也是如此。
The inner man, that's what it feeds on.
里面的人就需要用这爱来喂养。
Just like a home feeds on love.
就像一个家需要用爱来喂养。
I've been in some beautiful homes.
我去过一些很美的家。
Oh, the furniture may not have been beautiful.
或许他们的家具并不美。
But there's a beautiful spirit in that home.
但是家里面有很美的精神。
And a beautiful relationship with the children.
跟孩子之间有很美好的关系。
It's been a treasure.
那是很宝贵的。
But that's not in every home.
但是这不是每一个家庭。
I've been in some other homes. I couldn't wait to get out.
我也去过一些其他的家庭，我都等不及要出去了。
And there's a development of this inner man.
这里面的人需要发展。
And everything begins to get lovely around.
周围的一切都开始变得美好。
I've been in some lovely homes, but they weren't lovely for the first day.
我去过一些很可爱的家，但是并不是第一天就是那么可爱
的。It took the years of development.
需要好多年的发展。
It took the years of growing together.
需要好多年的一起成长。
It took the years of fighting through all the difficulties.
需要好多年一起为那些困难的事情征战
but not losing their sight, their goal
却没有失掉他们的目标
I read of some of these athletes
我读到那些运动员当
中 very often they hurt themselves
常常他们会伤到自己
and very often they'll break a leg or a bone or a tendon or something
常常他们会断腿了断筋了断骨头
but they don't lose their goal
但是他们不会失掉他们的目标。
As soon as they get well, back they are.
一旦他们康复了，又回去，一直在练习。
Yeah, there are things will happen in our lives. Of course they will.
是的，我们生命中会发生事情，当然会的。
But that doesn't stop the inner man from developing.
但是这不能够阻止里面的人成长。
And that's a strange thing because Paul here is saying that the natural man.He can't grow inside.
这是很奇怪的。保罗说，属血气的人，
he can't receive the things of the spirit.
在里面没有办法成长，他没有办法了解属灵的事情。
He can't comprehend the things of the spirit.
领受神的事情。
Nothing on what he can touch and what he can feel and get his hands on or somehow see.
并不是他的手能够摸着他可以去感觉的，他看见的。
No importance at all.
这些事情都是不重要的。
But on the contrary, there are those that consider the things of the spirit more important than the things of the flesh.
但是相反的，有一些人认为灵性的事情比肉体的事情更重要。
The things of the natural life are just secondary.
天然生活的事情只是次要的。
But their first priority is the development of the spirit.
但是第一优先的就是灵的成长。
Until our concept of beauty changes.
直到我们美的概念改变了。
We have a saying in English.
英文里面我们有一句话说。
There's no explanation for beauty.
爱没有解释。
Said the old man as he kissed the cow.
当那个老人他吻母牛的时候他这样说
What do we consider beautiful?
我们认为什么是美的？
Do we consider lips with clay platters inside of them about that big around? Do we consider that beautiful?
我们认为嘴唇上面带了一个大盘子。
Some people do, but I don't.
有的认为如此，但我不认为如此。
I mean, how would you like to kiss a couple of platters?
你难道喜欢去吻那盘子吗？
Be very uncomfortable, wouldn't it?
那会很不舒服的。
Maybe frightening.
或许会让你很害怕。
And there are those that consider the things of the Spirit as beautiful and lovely and wonderful.
有些人认为属灵的事情是很美好的，是很奇妙的，很可爱的。
But where did that concept of beauty come from? Because we can't see it.
但是那个美的概念是从哪里来的呢？我们看不见。
You may be seeing something in your spirit so beautiful in relation to Christ.That even makes you cry, just because it's so beautiful.
你或许灵里面看到一些关于基督的东西是这么美，甚至让你都哭泣，因为太美了。
And someone looking at you, well, what in the world's the matter with that person?
有的人看着你会说，哎，这个人怎么搞了？
We sing a song and she cries.
我们唱一首歌，她就哭。
How stupid can people be?
啊，人怎么会这么笨呢？
They can't understand.
他没有办法了解。
They don't see anything beautiful.
他们没有看到什么美的东西。
Because they can't.
因为他们没有办法。
It's spiritually discerned.
因为只有属灵的人才能够看透。
That's how we can see it.
我们就是这样子才看得透的。
And that's how God develops us. And the Holy Spirit works and brings to us the revelation and the teachings and the instructions and the development in our spirit.
圣灵在我们的里面工作。就使得我们的灵能够发展，能够带给我们启示，来指教我们。
I cannot explain to you how.
我没有办法跟你解释是怎么做的。
If you have, you know yourself. If you don't have, I can't tell you.
如果你没有，我没有办法告诉你。
How does he create within us the concept of beauty?
他怎么样在我们里面制造了美的概念？
In the things of the spirit.
在灵的事情上面。
How could some person sit in aAnd what I would say was a very lovely service, and walk out and say, oh, what a beautiful service. And somebody else in the same service could walk out and say, oh, how boring. I couldn't get out of that place in time. I was so sick of all their singing. They sang one song 50 times. Ugh.
为什么有的人会在我所谓我认为很美的聚会里面坐在那里很享受，而有的人呢，他却在那边觉得说，哎呀，这种聚会太沉闷了，他们一首歌就唱了50次。
Now the one that was beautiful.
对一个人来讲是美的。
And to the other was simply boring.
而对另外一个人讲真的是很沉闷。
But who gave them that concept? Where did it come from?
但是那个概念是谁给他们的呢？是从哪里来的呢？ The natural
man says how boring.
属血气的人说：“哎呀，太无聊了。”
Spiritual man says, "How beautiful!"
而属灵的人说：“好美啊。”
We're taught by the Spirit.
因为是圣灵教导他们的。
And the more we listen to the Spirit, and the more we develop our sense of hearing.
我们越听圣灵，我们越发展我们的听觉。
And our sense of sight in the spiritual man.
还有在我们灵性的人里面的视力。
The more the things of God become important and beautiful, and lovely.
神的事情就越来越变得重要，变得美好可爱了。
And the more our hungers and thirst develop for more of it.
我们就会越来越渴慕，想要得着更多。
There are some things that we can eat, and we can eat.
有些东西我们可以吃。
And we can eat till we almost get sick.
一直吃，直到自己吃的都快病了。
It tastes so good.
因为太好吃了。
There's other things that you don't even like to put in your mouth.
还有些东西你甚至不喜欢放到你的口里。
Like some kind of medicines, for instance.
譬如像
哦 they're good for you.
哦，是对你好的。
You know, might help me, but.
嗯，会你对你有帮助。
I just soon stay sick.
但是我宁可病。
You see, we have to develop it.
我们必须成长，必须发展它。
But there is a natural and there is a spiritual body.
但是有一个属血气的身体，还有一个灵性的身体。
Paul made that very clear definition and declaration.
保罗很清楚地讲到这个东西。
Holy Spirit, I pray.
圣灵我祷告
that you will move upon the hearts of your own people that you love so much
求你运行在你深爱的百姓身上在他们里面发展出一种了解
that the things of the spirit become more and more attractive
让属灵的事情变得越来越吸引他们。
And develop a hunger and a thirst.
而且发展出一个渴慕。
And a desire for them.
对他们对这些事情的渴慕。
So more and more church services become more delightful than going to a movie, for instance.
知道教会的聚会越来越让我们喜欢。
The things they used to enjoy, now they transferred that enjoyment.To the things of God.
他们以前所享受的事情现在已经转到神的事情上。
And I pray, Lord, that more and more we will develop that inner man.
你越来越发展那里面的人。
Not let it die from neglect.
不要因为疏忽让那个人死了。
Not destroy it by careless treatment.
也不要因为没有小心的照顾就让他毁了。
But the love of God within our hearts.
而是神的爱在我们的心中
grow more and more and more and more
会越来越成长越来越成长
until our relationships with Jesus Christ become more beautiful
直到我们跟耶稣基督的关系变得更
more attractive
更吸引人
until we learn to fellowship with you without any quarrels
直到我们学会跟你相交没有任何的争吵
without criticism
没有批评
God why do you do this
神你为什么
why didn't you do that
你为什么没做那个
no like a quarrel in the family
就像是家中的争吵一样
but as we grow
当我们成长
in the inner man we learn not to quarrel with God
在里面的人成长的时候我们就学会不跟神吵架
we've learned to grow
我们学会了成长
and develop
发展
We learn to get into higher places.
我们学会到更高的地方
To live on higher ground.
住在更高之地
Not just the ground where the natural man lives.
不只是属血气的人住的地方
Tied down totally to the earth of this planet.
完全被这个地球的土地所绑住了
But though our feet walk the earth, our hearts can fly in the heavens.
虽然我们的脚踏在地上我们的心却可以飞在天上
Hold fellowship with the God of all love
让我们跟全然是爱的主相交
Who resides in the heavens above
让我们的眼目都在天上的高处
Take us into higher ground, I pray
我求你把我们带到更高之处
In Jesus' name
奉耶稣的名 Amen
诚心向你屈膝敬拜。